Please call the roll.
Senators Atkins.
Here.
Atkins here. Berryhill. Leyva.
Here.
Leyva here. Canella. De Leon.
Here.
De Leon here.
Okay, thank you very much, Madam Secretary. We've established a quorum. We, in fact, have.
Canella here.
Mr. Vice Chair. Mr. Vice Chair, thank you very much for joining us. No, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today. But why don't we go with colleagues to file item number one? We're going to go to file item number one. We're going to skip over two. We're going to go to three through nine. Is it through 10? Okay, let me see this last one. Okay, so let me repeat that one more time so we're very clear. File item number one, three through 10. File item number one, three through 10. We have a motion made by Ms. Leyva. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Berryhill. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Canella.
Aye.
Canella, aye. De Leon.
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
Fantastic. Why don't we go to file item number one? We have Mr. I want to hopefully I'll pronounce this correctly. We have Mr. Frolan Angeling.
Agiling.
Agiling. Agiling. Okay, Agiling. Mr. Frolan Agiling. Welcome. Mr. Frolan, you're here as Chief Counsel, Department of Human Resources for the State of California. If there are any loved ones you'd like to introduce, friends, please do so. And then give us a short bio, and then we'll go to questions and commentaries and answers from the members.
Sure. So good afternoon, Mr. Pro Tem, members of the committee and staff. It is truly an honor to be here in front of the committee as you consider my appointment to the Chief Counsel position. And with me today, I have several family members that I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge at today's hearing. First and foremost is my beautiful wife, Christine Mapili, who is also a dedicated public servant, having formerly served as a managing attorney with the Department of Managed Healthcare, and is currently a principal consultant on the Health Policy Committee on the Assembly side.
Oh, okay, okay.
Also, my oldest son.
Would that
son.
Be a plus or would that be negative, colleagues? Sure. I don't know if that works for you or against you. No, just kidding to our colleagues in the Assembly. Just
and with me also are my two children, my oldest son, Caleb Jaden Agiling, who's 11 years old over here, my youngest son, Noah Ryan Agiling, who's 9 years old, and also with me are my parents and my in-laws who serve as great role models to my wife and I as we raise our family. First and foremost is my father, Francisco Agiling, who is a veteran of the U.S. Navy, having served with Navy for 22 years, retiring, and service included service in the Vietnam War. My mother, Yolanda Agiling, who served 30 years as a nurse, principally caring for the elderly, and together they both raised six children, I being the oldest.
Well, to the Agiling family, mabuhay, you know, welcome. You know, much apologies, I don't speak Tagalog, I only speak Ilocano.
Okay. So. Then that will then transition nicely into my
if you're from
in-laws.
Ilocos Norte or Ilocos Sur, you know, so I represent Filipino town also too in my district in Los Angeles.
So my father-in-law is also a proud member of the U.S. Armed Forces, having served with the U.S. Coast Guard, retiring in that capacity. And my mother-in-law, Helen Mapili, also served 30 years as a managing nurse in the private sector. They are both from Ilocos Sur.
Ah, so Ilocanos. Okay, welcome.
And last and certainly not least, my brother, Francisco Agiling Jr., who's also a public servant currently with the Employment Development Department.
Okay, fantastic. Welcome to the family. Welcome. Agiling, Mr. Agiling. So
I was introduced to state labor and employment initially as a law clerk nearly 15 years ago. With the Department of Personnel Administration, the predecessor entity to the California Department of Human Resources. The environment that I stepped into as a law clerk was one in which the institutional knowledge, the vast experience was maintained with a group of attorneys that had been working there for 15 to 20 years, with little to no bench of attorneys to succeed them. And this was something that the management team at the time recognized and believed that the law clerk program was something that could serve as a bridge in terms of the gap in institutional knowledge and experience. I was fortunate to be part of that law clerk program. And the environment that I walked into as a law clerk was one that was very welcoming to a fledgling attorney, an attorney-to-be. And are those employees, attorneys, the secretaries, and the support staff that welcomed me into that environment and shared their knowledge and experience with me is something that I am internally grateful for. I'm especially grateful and appreciative of those that took me under their wings. Some of those are currently in the audience with me today. I had the pleasure of working with many of them in my office on a day-to-day basis, and I'm sure there are many that are in the office right now watching this hearing. It is with that sense of indebtedness and gratitude that I take with me to work every day. And it's something that my team, my management team in the legal division, our primary focus is to create an environment where the legal division can serve the needs of CalHR and the state. And it's my goal as a chief counsel in maintaining and building that team, that this flexible team of attorneys can not only serve the needs of the state today, but be prepared to answer the legal issues that may come down the road many years from now. It is my hope with the committee's confirmation that I can continue on with that goal. Now, with that, I open myself up to any questions that committee may have.
Thank you very much, Mr. Aguilin. Why don't we go to Ms. Atkins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you so much for being here. And certainly, it's great to see the kind of support you have from your family and your coworkers. I guess I would ask you what I've asked most people. What do you consider to be the biggest challenge that you have in your job right now?
I believe the biggest challenge within the legal division at CalHR is recruitment and retention of staff. And the primary reason being the attorneys within my office are a generalist occupation. And we spend a great deal of training and resources developing the staff, and that's very attractive to other state entities, other partners.
So you get poached all the time?
Yes.
Well, that's
a but I guess the consolation to me is that if they do go on to other state departments, it benefits the state as a whole.
That's a good point. If you were able to share one thing with legislators in terms of your job, the needs of the department, what would that be?
I believe what I would want to share with the legislature is that CalHR, although known as being the labor and employment hub, the attorneys that do the fine work for the people of California, is a lot broader. It is a lot broader than just labor and employment. The day-to-day attorneys work in contract areas that touch upon vendors and work with DGS. We work with our HR professionals, not just the attorneys and the training that they provide, but they also are a great resource in developing and nurturing the HR community. I think that to see the CalHR legal division simply as litigators or just attorneys is only part of the picture. So I would want the legislators to know that my group of attorneys that perform the work for the state are much more than just litigators, or they are trainers, and then they you know, help the state move along in meeting its HR needs.
Well, thank you. I know you've had quite a few challenges as we address things like equal pay and the work that you do on collective bargaining. All those are pretty complicated. I appreciate your dedication to public service. And Mr. Chairman.
Vice Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, yeah. At the moment,
yes.
I have no further questions.
All right, Senator Leyva.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Cannella. Good afternoon, Mr. Aguilin. It was a pleasure to meet with you yesterday, and we talked about pay inequity, and that's really the only line of questioning I want to pursue today. I'm not sure if you saw the article that came out in the SACB today, professional women asking why state undervalues and underpays their work. So it's interesting that we had a long conversation about pay equity or inequity as it is, and then this actually came out. So there's two things I would like to address in this article. I would preface it by saying I don't believe everything or take everything as in writing as fact, but I would, if there's any small bit of truth to any of this, and I think we do have some issues. One of the points that are made is that not all women aim to break the glass ceiling. Many just want to break free from the sticky pink floor. And while it's laudable to endeavor to move more women into higher paying jobs, it's not okay to undervalue work in lower paying positions. And I would just say that having spent 20 years in the labor movement, that is something that we were always fighting for, is to make sure that all work is valued. So I would just ask for your opinion on that particular statement.
I agree that all work that is performed by the great people in the civil service that perform the work for California is valued. And I think in reading that article, although I don't have a full picture of what the perception was of the individuals interviewed, I will say, and it is my belief, that their work is valued and is considered in our day-to-day decisions.
Very good. So I would ask you just to keep that in mind. I know yesterday we talked about law enforcement and those positions causing the 21% pay gap. And so I would just ask that you think about that when it's time for renegotiating contracts. The second point I wanted to make is I'm not sure who they interviewed from Cal HR, but that person kind of deflected the responsibility and said that they are bound by law to set salaries through the collective bargaining process. And I would just say that while you are bound to abide by the collective bargaining process, you as the number one person at Cal HR will have a lot of influence in that. So I would ask you to make it a priority.
I certainly will.
Okay, thank you. No further questions, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you very much. Next, we'll have people that are in support come up and tell us that you're in support. All right, no support. Any opposition? All right, no opposition. Any follow-up questions by the committee? No, all right, with that, I'll entertain a motion. So we have a motion. We'll have the secretary call the roll.
Senators Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Berryhill. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Cannella.
Aye.
Cannella, aye.
All right, so we have 3-0, and I think the pro tem can add on, so I'm sure it'll be 4-0, so congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And we are adjourned. Thank you.